There's something about Father's Day that I really struggle with, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Christmases, birthdays, they come and go, but Father's Day gets me every year. This is my third year of avoiding adverts, avoiding the supermarket, their big displays. I remember the first year I was doing the weekly shop, rushing around, wanting to get the shopping done, back home, put that away. Loads of things going through my head. Oh, I've got to do this, got to do that. And as I was whizzing around the supermarket, I came face to face with this large display, flags flying, bright cards popping out at me, Toblerones with Happy Father's Day, toolkits, CDs, anything that they could put Happy Father's Day. And it was like I'd taken the trolley out of the supermarket boundary and the brakes had locked on. It just literally stopped me in my tracks. Wasn't prepared for it. Didn't think that I would react the way that I did, but I just remember standing there frozen. I hadn't heard or seen anything about Father's Day on the radio. So I was totally oblivious. And then it just hit me. I was like, it's Father's Day and I haven't got a dad anymore. I have, but he's not here and I can't buy him a card and take him out for his lunch, do something nice. And I was almost jealous of the people that were around the cards and the presents, picking them up, and you could see them carefully looking at the verses, seeing if that said enough, just enough, or a silly joke to make their dad laugh. I mean, we've all got different relationships with our dads, fathers, stepfathers, someone who's like a father. Some people find it a chore having to fit dad into our busy lives. You know, oh gosh, I've got so much going on. You know, my own kids have got their dad. I've got to sort that out as well. And I just think, well, you know, why do we wait for a day just to tell our dads how we feel? And I just find Father's Day really, really difficult. It is almost like I am jealous of all the people who have got their dad that they can go and see. But this year, I'm being quite brave about it, and I'm going to celebrate Father's Day because I'm going to celebrate all those lovely years that I had my dad here. And she says how brave she is, and she had to break off and have a little cry then. But anyhow, I am back and I am going to celebrate Father's Day. And so it seems I'm finding this a little bit harder than I actually thought, me being so brave. But I am going to celebrate Father's Day because I had so many wonderful Father's Day with my dad, and I'm going to think about all those days, and I'm going to take a walk, and you know what, I might even buy a card, because then I can write what I want in, and yeah, I can read it to him. So I think you've got to do whatever you feel is right for you to do, and if it feels right to pick up a card, as hard as it may be, but if that's the right thing for you to do, then that's great. If the right thing for you to do is just avoid the day, and then that's fine. I think what we've all got to realise is everybody deals with grief differently, and what I have learnt through the charity and through the wonderful counsellors and coaches that we have at Talking About Loss is you've got to do what's right for you, and And I'm going to celebrate. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to celebrate. And I hope you're looking down, Dad, and you're having a ball up there. And that's all I can really say. But it would be really interesting to hear from other people what they're going to do on Father's Day. How they're going to celebrate the life of their dad on Father's Day. And we'll never get over the loss of a loved one. We learn to live with it and we rebuild around it, the loss that we have. And we'll, you know, we will be whole again, but we will never be the same because we've lost an important person. But I do feel that Dad's around me and I take great comfort in that. So, Dad, happy Father's Day.